Good morning and welcome to morning worship. The Lord be with you. We are part of the small proportion of humanity that is alive today, and indeed that has ever lived, who have been privileged to be around in the last few decades in this part of the world. Life generally has been extraordinarily comfortable and secure. There's been an abundance of food, of drink and other resources, with unlimited affordable travel and access to amazing technology. The world has been our oyster. Many of us can say with the psalmist and a grateful heart, "My share has fallen in a fair land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage." But much of it has come at a cost of greater significance than pounds, shillings and pence, the cost of the good earth, the cost of the blighted lives of others, the cost of being less than our intended selves. That is all beginning to hit home now. Let us turn to our Lord and Saviour in penitence and praise.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory for ever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made, and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever.
Thank you, O my Father.
time for confession. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 16, with the refrain, "The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall." The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall. Preserve me, O God, for in you have I taken refuge. I have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord, all my good depends on you. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble in heart. Though the idols are legion that many run after, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, neither make mention of their names upon my lips. The Lord himself is my portion and my cup. In your hands alone is my fortune. My share has fallen in a fair land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, and in the night watches he instructs my heart. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Wherefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. My flesh also shall rest secure. For you will not abandon my soul to death, nor suffer your faithful one to see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures for evermore. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not fall. Give to us, Lord Christ, the fullness of grace, your presence and your very self. For you are our portion and our delight, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from Acts in chapter 22, verses 14 and 22 to 32.
But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced, my flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. The second reading is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honour at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The Lamb of God. Holy Gospel is written in John chapter 20, beginning at the 19th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thomas dominates today's gospel, and his concerns the other readings too, and the psalm. The scriptures are at pains to present an argument and evidence for the claims of Christ, his life and death, his purpose, God's love for humanity. Thomas was elsewhere when the rest of the disciples were all gathered in one place, put off from the world. Ooh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? But why wasn't Thomas there? Had he popped out? Or had he deserted his friends? Was he scared that they all might be rounded up by the authorities? And then, why was he there the next week? Had he just happened to have missed Jesus the first time? Like when you nip to the fridge for a beer just when England score a goal? Or had he returned out of curiosity or hope? Thomas, of course, in a very human way, was looking for proof. And he got some. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe, Jesus remarks. That's us. With things coming to a halt, images, words, music resonate more deeply and stay with us longer, have a charge that sparks our fundamental concerns, our desires, our hopes and our fears. Just like Jesus' disciples back then, many are becoming more fearful, feeling restrained, locked in, not just at home, but within themselves. But this time does also present opportunity to explore the inner journey, to fire creativity, to learn something new. We've been forced off the track of habits and routines. New good habits and routines need to be found, but also there is the freedom to experience release. Will your future you look back to this time and say to you, "Hey, why didn't you use that time better?" Remember the round tuit plates that were a jokey present back in the 70s? There is opportunity, and more than that, a demanding need to reframe our lives, our communities, our world, and where better a place to begin than in our churches? But what might we do? The fear-filled disciples gathered together were a church of sorts. Jesus appeared to bring them peace. We perhaps forget that, thinking about his hands and his side. But he came to bring them peace. And he returned because one of their number was absent, to bring him peace as well. We, like many others, and Thomas, might struggle with belief, but peace we can sense, we can savour, and we can share. In our halting here, we have set up an altar in the corner of the house. This week we have embellished it with a couple of images, icons. Traditionally, Jesus on the right and Jesus with his mother, the Theotokos, on the left. The image of mother and child is particularly powerful. It says so much about who we are, how dependent we are, how little we know about how we come to be. Yet a babe in arms can be seen the world over. And there we see love and care, nurture, as well as generational continuation. Such an image caught my eye in the news, an Indonesian nurse with a newborn. But both nurse and child were in full PPE. Christian tradition isn't about being religious, it's about being human. And for us as Christians to be engaged in our needful world. But Easter, though the key event in the Christian calendar, only intrudes on most people in the form of chocolate. So for them, we are the other side of that celebration now, particularly if they've tackled their Easter eggs, as my young granddaughter did, with great enthusiasm. It had been something to aim at, perhaps with a bit of a holiday. Maybe that accounts for the lull in enthusiastic internet communications this week and the reluctant resignation to yet more social confinement. But Easter is more than a day, and even more than the season extending to Pentecost, which used to be the final, grand final of Easter, not a separate season. We should think of ourselves as Easter people, for we live in the era after the resurrection, and as Christians, we should be allowing the resurrection to define our very being, the lifestyles we lead, and the communities of which we are part. Christianity isn't some great unattainable ideal or an imaginary fairyland about which we might think, that would be nice, but about. It is a real and challenging endeavour for us to engage in with the knowledge that God is with us. Where do we see Christ, hear Christ? When we do, let us proclaim with Thomas, my Lord and my God. The Gospel Canticle, the song of Christ's glory, with the refrain, the Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia. Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia.
Trust in God the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. We believe and trust in God the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. Thank you.
Lord, have mercy on those whose faith is clouded by doubt and who walk in darkness. Restore them to the full joy of your salvation and give them your peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, raise up with the breath of your power those who have died to this world. Grant them the full vision of the risen Christ, in whom they have eternal life. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. In the Celtic tradition, there is the Caim prayer, a circling prayer, where we think of the Lord surrounding ourselves, our communities, those ones we love, those who for whom we have a particular concern. I thought we'd use a circling prayer now. It seems only timely. I will say the first part. With me, circle me, Lord, and you might like to own that me for yourself. And then there are four other sort of little verses where you might insert a name of somebody or somewhere or some organisation. Now I will leave a gap there, so it will be circle, Lord. And then the rest of the prayer. Let us pray. Circle me, Lord. Keep comfort near and discouragement afar. Keep peace within and turmoil without. Circle, Lord. Keep protection near and danger afar. Circle, Lord, keep hope within, keep despair without. Circle, Lord, keep light near and darkness afar. Circle, Lord, keep peace within and anxiety without. The Eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, shield them on every side. Amen. Lord of life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him. Grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Risen Christ, for whom no door is locked, no entrance barred, open the doors of our hearts, that we may seek the good of others, and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace, to the praise of God the Father. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.